Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I took a couple of marketing classes when I was in college, and being in a radio business, we actually need to know a little bit about marketing, because one of the things we do, besides providing you guys with music and entertainment, is we also provide our advertisers with, well, you. We provide them with an audience to hear about the things that they're selling. So we need to learn how to help them market their business. Mm-hmm. But I just found a new marketing technique that was never taught to me in college before. Yeah. There was a 49-year-old man in California who ran a liquor store. And he was having a problem because one of his competitors was out marketing him. Mm-hmm. His competitor was selling beer for a much lower price. They had better prices, and people weren't going to his store anymore. They were going to the new place. So he apparently has been to some marketing classes that I did not take in college because he decided to burn the other place down.
He hired
two guys to set place on fire in the middle of the night, and they actually did it. The police investigated and were able to quickly link the plan back to this guy. And he's now been arrested for conspiracy and arson, and he may even lose his liquor license. Imagine that.
Wow. But it worked.
Sorta.
Yeah, for a little while, right?
His competitor is out of business right now, so is he.
What goes through your mind, though, when you're sitting at home, you know, you're trying to figure out a strategy on how to be a little bit more aggressive in the marketing world, and you're thinking to yourself, you know, okay, I've got this. I could sell lower, you know, my product's lower.
Then I won't make as much money.
Yeah, I could do like a big promotion with Santa Claus coming to the store.
That'll cost money.
I could burn the other competitor's place down. Yes, that's a great idea. Let's go. Let's get on track here.
Well, plus you're sitting there thinking, he thinks he's a smarty pants. He's, you know, he's outselling me, and you get your ego involved, and you're like, I'm going to teach you.
Wow. I'll teach him. Yeah. I'll burn his place down.
Wow. I'll get him.
You know, we see a lot of news here on our show, and we have these stories about this, and there's another one that I didn't do about a 53-year-old woman who was arrested for groping men outside of a restaurant.
Oh, really?
And
which
I'm,
one?
What was that?
Yeah, they're missing their woman now, Heidi.
Yeah. Was it Main Street?
It wasn't here in Greenville, unfortunately.
No, nobody would report
But you look at it, and the first thing that comes to your mind is most criminals seem like they're really stupid. I mean, I guess the ones that get caught are the stupider of the bunch. The ones who don't get caught are smart criminals. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people in jail aren't just bad, or they may not even be evil. They're just really dumb.
Well, they hear all these stories about dumb criminals, and they're sitting home going, I'm smarter than that. I could get away with it. And next thing you know, they're caught because they're not that smart.
Hmm.
So, agree with you.
I wonder if that other guy was there selling fireballs. Get it?
Oh.
Fireball. It's a drink, right?
Yeah.
I think. I don't know.
Yeah. We're going to send you back to marketing class.
Oh, yeah. Hey, honestly, I had one marketing class in college, and I made a D in it. That was the only D I got in college.
And he's in charge of promoting our show. Oh, my God. Heidi made an F in broadcasting. She just hit her face on her microphone.
Honestly, you're going to have a black eye from that.
I could have a black eye.
Where are my matches?
Yeah.
You're going to burn your own show down. I think.
Oh, that was funny.
Okay.
I don't even know what to say.
This is a Hawk and Tom.
Ow!
I'm okay.
Hawk, try to figure out how to market that.
I don't know how.
Oh,
I don't know how. Told you I made a D there.
We're funny. We don't mean to be, but we're funny.
Oh, wow. Oops. Oh, okay.
You had a black
Here's
eye.
Heidi with the news.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.